This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The worst thing you can do to yourself, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you some advice for yourself and for your children and everybody, is lie to yourself. Be deluded about who you are, what you are, what you want to be, what your possibility is. If you're a Guatemalan midget, you're like all of 3'2", you are not, repeat, not going to play basketball in the NBA. It's just a fact. Okay? Have you ever seen one? I'm just going to prove it. Have you ever seen one? No. You could be a leprechaun, you know, because now you can reclassify yourself and say, no, I'm Irish. Okay, I'm not Guatemalan, I'm Irish. And you could be a leprechaun, but you cannot be a member of the NBA. It's not going to happen. Muggsy Bogues is the smallest dude that's ever, I think, ever played basketball in the NBA, certainly in the modern era. And it's because the dude could dribble like a maniac and get through people and get the ball up and shoot it. But Muggsy was 5'5", okay? A 3'2" Guatemalan midget ain't going to play basketball in the NBA. Just putting it out there. So be realistic. But it isn't so much be realistic necessarily about your physical attributes. It's be realistic about who you are. If you're average looking, think that. Even if you're slightly better looking than average, you might want to just level set and say, I'm average. You know what I'm saying? Evaluate your job skill. If you're an administrative assistant, be real. Well, it's funny. When I used to work with a career developer, she would say to me, this was the most profound thing she said to me. She says, Kevin, so what do you think you've done at your companies, you know, that you've contributed? And I'm writing down all these different things. I did this and I did this and I designed that and I was amazing over here. And look at this. Look at me. And then she says, okay, now, what do you think they would say? And I went, what? Huh? She goes, what do you think they would say? And I went, I don't know. And what it made me do was go on the other side of the equation. Here I am, mister. I did this. I'm amazing. You know, it's like your resume. What did you do at your job? Well, I led a team of 7 and we were blah, blah, blah. And we achieved sales of yada, 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 right? But then they go, what would they say? They would say, he inherited a territory where 80% of his sales were already there. You know, all he had to do was develop the 20% that he's taking credit for. Oh, look at you, Mr. Employer. You know, why are you being so negative, you know? And I got to tell you, as much as that sounds, you know, like a trivial thing, it was huge with me. It formed part of the way that I thought, that I began to think. It's okay, what's my view, but what is your view? It's like a marriage. You know, people get divorced. The husband has a side of it, and you listen to him, and it sounds reasonable. Until you listen to the wife. And then you go, wait a minute, that sounds a little... Now he sounds a little less reasonable. Well, then what happens is, as they say, in the middle is the truth. And so that's what you start to look for. Okay, let's see where the inconsistencies come up. And that's why when I started the Black Sphere brand, it was all about that. The first thing I do when I hear something is I go to the opposite side. And I ask myself, is Trump really as bad as the left says? Okay, is he a racist? What has he done to show me he's a racist? Was he a member of the Klan? Has he ever been a Democrat? You know, does he ban black people? Does he not shake hands with them? Does he disparage them, talk down to them? Does he hire them? What? And so when you look at it, you go, that's not the activities of a racist. That's just a normal thing to do. But do you think leftists do that? Do you believe it? You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. The Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm happy to be here with you because these are the discussions that are going to help you go out there and you know, go be somebody. We are somebody. Don't make me go all Jesse Jackson on you. Have people hanging up saying, I can't listen to that Kevin Jackson. But no, that's the way you do it. So when that came back to me like that, I was like, okay, Kevin, when you put down the things you've done for a job, always remember to think about it from the perspective. So I remember I would tell one of the things I told this lady that was my career developer. I said, well, I get into work, you know, at 5 in the morning. There's nobody there. I've already made coffee. I've saved them a step. I'm drinking my coffee and starting to work by the time my boss gets in. This is a true story. And so she says, well, and how does he know how long you've been there? And I went, because, I was there an hour and a half before anybody, already working. She says, how do you know? How do you know he knows? I didn't know. I couldn't prove it. I said, I'm there after everybody leaves. She's like, how do they know? So, yeah, it's a feather in your cap. But are you doing things to show them? Or, you know, and it wasn't, she wasn't being, she's saying, did you put a report on their desk that shows the timestamp of when you left? Did you put something on somebody's desk that showed you were there at 4:58 in the morning? Things like that. No, not really. So they can't know what you're doing. So, you know, I'm living, the reality was I was working that hard, but it is also a delusion to believe that they believe it. Now, back to the Democrats. Let me just tell you, they are deluded in their thinking, and it is your job to remind them just how screwed up they are, that they aren't willing to put in the work and you are. Now, I don't know what Trump's going to ultimately do about all this cheating and the other Democrat shenanigans, but understand it's been exposed and he called it out by tweet. That's an important thing for you to understand about him. He called this out. He's in D.C. to fix this exact problem. I trust that this guy understands that he's going to say, you know what? It doesn't matter how well I do. It doesn't matter what we do as a country until we solve this problem. Until we make the Democrats pay for being cheaters, we are always going to be at risk. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but I suspect if you watch the, you know, as they say in Britain, join the dots. If you connect the dots on what he does, watch the legislation and the things that he decides to do that addresses cheating, because I think that's what's about to happen. Anyway, we got a great show for you today. I can't wait to tell you more. Here's one other thing before we get off that subject while I'm thinking about it. What are we going to do over the next 2 years to address the following things? The cries of racism. Trump is a racist. The Republican Party are racist. What are we going to do to address the cries of sexism and this fake Me Too movement and this feminist movement that is meant to do nothing except destroy men? What are we going to do on the calls of xenophobia? Because they're going to call it. Trump's going to get his wall built. I don't know how. He'll get it done. But he'll start to build it or do whatever. But how are we going to push back and make liars out of the true liars, which are the Democrats? That's got to be our focus over the next 2 years. That's why I tell you guys, I'm not worried about losing the House, and I use my finger quotes, and barely having a Senate. We won.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for rejuvenation. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I heard that Jim Acosta's real name was Jim Babilia Acosta. Or did he change his name? Did he do something to somebody? And you know what? He did hit that woman, so why don't we bring charges against him for assault? Huh? He did hit that woman. She has rights, too. Little girl, sue him. Now, back to this. Jim Acosta changed his name, and so did Wilhelm, the de Blasio in New York City. Why did you guys change your names? Wilhelm, did you change your name because Germans don't like blacks and you're married to a black woman? Babilia, or whatever your name is, what did you do? Do you have something hiding under that name? Did you assault your wife? Did you assault people? Did you, you know, are you hatred towards women? I mean, why did you change your name? So let's find that out.
Welcome, everybody. One of my favorite callers. She calls me quite often. Jim Acosta, he did change it. He didn't change his name. That's not what he did. His name is Abilio, his first name. So I believe that's, I'm pronouncing it right. His first name is Abilio James Jim Acosta. So his name is Abilio James Acosta. And believe it or not, he's Cuban. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. When I got that message, I was like, let me find out a little bit more about Jim Acosta. Now, you know, President Trump banned him, and now CNN is suing because they want little Jimmy back at the White House, and I gave some alternatives. Donald Trump could let him back in and just never call on him. I would say to CNN, I'll let you back in. I'm not going to let Jim Acosta ask me a question. He's rude, and he's done. I'm not going to make a career for this guy. Jim Acosta, I'm going to tell you, I'm not trying to stereotype, but when you deal with people like Jim Acosta, you know the type of person you're dealing with, right? You know what I'm saying? Jim Acosta's that guy that's going to try to get your goat. Everybody knew that kid in school. And if you didn't know him, you were him. You were that person that people would go, oh, here he comes. Okay, everybody be quiet. Here he comes. He was that guy. And he looks like it. Unbelievable, man. This guy, he's rude. I've talked about him enough in the program. I don't need to say a whole lot about him. But it did make me curious about Jim Acosta because I was like, where do people like him come from? You know? What happens to you that makes you become that way? You know, become the way he is. So he's 46 years old, grew up in Virginia with his parents. He's American, but his ethnicity is unknown. But it's not unknown. He's from Cuba. His parent apparently was a Cuban exile. But get this. He began his career in radio. He worked at WMAL in Washington, D.C. That is a conservative station. It is as close as you can get to conservative in D.C. He said, became a correspondent for CBS in 2003 until 2007. Then he joined CNN, covered the 2008 presidential campaigns. Look, there's something about joining the evil CNN. I'm serious. I've watched two or three people. So, what's her name? Essie Cupp. Essie Cupp's no longer a conservative. I watched Allison Camerota. Allison Camerota was in CNN 2 weeks, and she had flipped. She'd flipped. They don't tell you what he earns, Jim Acosta. They say, being a veteran American journalist, he earns a decent amount of money from his profession. However, his salary and net worth are unknown. So far, Jim has not won any awards in his career, although he's been doing a job brilliantly and covered some big news. Additionally, his works have also been loved by many people around. Did Jim write this? This sounds like a Wikipedia. This is horrible. Oh, my goodness. Jim, rumors and controversy. Let's see, body measurements. They got social media. Do they even have, they probably got Jim's like match.com profile on here. He has 778,000 followers on Twitter, 58,800 followers on Instagram, 31,100 followers on Facebook. Oh man, Jim Acosta, banned from entering the White House. So here's some other stuff that Jim, the 46-year-old veteran journalist, was previously married to Sharon Mobley Stowe. He tied the knot with his longtime girlfriend in 1993. The couple also welcomed daughters Hartley and another daughter and one son, Peter. Furthermore, terrible transition, the couple spent 24 years of their life together after their marriage. However, they couldn't handle their married life further and divorced in 2017. It's almost like a Cuban exile wrote this, or some, maybe a Russian, hello, my name is Peggy, wrote this. This is horrible. I'm not trying to be a wordsmith here, but this is horrible. April 17, 1971 is when he was born. Let's see. Currently, Jim is enjoying his single life and living elegantly. This, I'm serious. This sounds like a Korean wrote, like Kim Jong-il wrote it. Jim is very good. He happy and he wishes very good tidings for all, you know. It's horrible. They say there's something about him messing around here. I don't know. I don't care. Wife, children. Oh, since somebody asked, is he gay? I'm looking at this as we go. We're doing this together. All of us, we're doing this together. Let's see. This is from Heightline. I don't know why they would do this. Abilio James Acosta grew up in Annandale, Virginia with his parents. Mixed of ancestry. His father is of Cuban descent. Immigrated from Cuba to the U.S. following the Cuban Missile Crisis at the age of 11. His mother, Jim Acosta, on the other hand, belongs to Irish and Czech origins. That's why he's got that goofy look. He's Cuban and then he's Irish and Czech. See, I'm black and Irish, but, you know, I'm black Irish. That goes together. That goes together, you know, like, you know, vinegar and oil right there. Shake it up and boom, makes a good salad. Yeah, baby. He graduated in 1993, bachelor's degree in mass communications, minor in political science. Career, they talk about his career. And, yeah, and he's, yeah, let's see, correspondent. Nothing new there. Jim Acosta. Fake news Jim. Oh, well. There's something about, oh, they ask, is he gay? And then there's just a short answer, no, he's not gay. In this picture they have, he's still got his wedding ring on, so it's pretty old. He's divorced. I'm not surprised by that. Jim Acosta is one of those guys that just would grate on you. If you're, this woman stayed with Acosta for that length of time, man, she's a saint. She's a saint. He's that weasel. He's that weasel. He's the Anthony Weiner of journalism. You know what I'm saying? You guys know what I mean. You know what? We don't have anybody. Thankfully, in our business, we don't have people like that. We don't hire people like that. Jim Acosta. Oh, well. Just thought I'd give you a little bit more insight into the crazy man. It's funny they say he's had no awards. That's pretty hard to do in journalism these days.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin Bones. St. Peter's Fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
California officials say they've identified the 59 people known to have died in wildfires that started a week ago. Searchers are still looking for victims of the Camp Fire, which is north of Sacramento, and also the Woolsey Fire, which is down near Los Angeles. Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake, who's retiring in January, has vowed to pull support for all federal judicial nominees until the Senate's GOP leadership permits consideration for legislation to expand protections for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's job. Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming tells Fox News one way or another, the judges will be confirmed.
We are going to fulfill our constitutional responsibility, confirming judges, confirming members of the president's team. We're going to do that with or without Jeff Flake. This seems to be his go-to play right now, threatening judges. You know, he did it this past summer on tariffs and trade.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome, but I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's take a few callers listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And as it turns out, this caller says that I'm a cure for depression.
Yes, I love your show. I live in Salem, Oregon, and I am a white woman, age 55. And if I don't get a little dose of you every day, my life would be seriously depressing. I suffer from depression, and your flashbacks to childhood and whatever else. I don't even care if you talk about politics ever. I can listen to you talking about family and friends and silly things like you're talking today. You're playing like three or four parts. You know, you're the good guy, bad guy, the woman, the man in the neighborhood, just saying silly stuff, and it makes me feel good. And you're like a one man band. I love it. You're entertaining. Keep it up.
And she would be so right. I'm kidding. Well, you know, here's the thing. I am so happy that particular caller from Salem, Oregon, who's 55 years young and a beautiful lady who admits that she suffers from depression. And, you know, because, see, that's a great thing for her to be able to say, I suffer from depression, because, you know, admitting it to herself that, yeah, there are times I get depressed. We all do. Some people, it can swing far enough to where they've got to get medication or get help. I hope that doesn't isn't for her, but life gets you down. And let me tell you, politics, whew, it can get ugly, right? If I weren't of a stronger constitution, I'm not kidding you. I know people that would have committed suicide if they knew all the crap I know about politics. It's ugly. I've told many of my friends, and some of them are inside politics type people, and I say, you know, I wish I didn't know what I know. I wish I was one of these hapless rubes that just says, okay, I'm going to vote a particular way because my parents did it, and that's that. You know, it's like, why do I go to the Baptist church? Because my parents went. I didn't analyze religion. I didn't study it. Most people that go to the churches they go to have no clue why they go, except that's where we went. I was born into a Catholic family. Well, how does that make you Catholic? You know, that's no, that's like being born in a garage wouldn't make you a car, right? So you get the point. But we do this. We're creatures of habit. We're creatures of comfort, if you will. And, you know, here's the other thing. We don't question. The one thing I tell you, I try to teach my kids, is to have a curiosity about things. Be curious. And I have to put into practice myself sometimes. People will say something to me and I'm glossed over it because I want to say what I want to talk about, right? Sometimes you got to stop and say, no. So, David, tell me more about that. I'm interested in that. I had dinner the other night with a buddy. He, believe it or not, he's an acquaintance. We've never met. He called me up and says, Kevin, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods. Me and my wife can I come and, you know, you're going to be available for dinner? I said, yeah, let's do it, you know. So we did. We met up, and great guy selling a piece of property where I live now. And he's getting rid of all of his properties all over the country. 75 years old. You wouldn't know it to look at him. And we're having dinner, having a great conversation, and I noticed his curiosity. 75-year-old guy, tell me more about that. No, I can't. Let me go deeper into that part of it. And his wife's going, David, he's like, no, I don't understand it, babe. Kevin, explain this. You know, he wants to know. I love that. It's 75. He still has a curiosity. You want to cure your depression, have a curiosity. A curiosity about life. Have a curiosity about a subject. Take up something new. You know what I did? I took out my calculus books the other day. Just because I went, man, I haven't done calculus in 100 years. Would never have to do it a day in my life again. But that doesn't matter. I have a curiosity about the math. Because when I took it in school, it was to get the grade. Now I want to delve deeper. And you know, it's funny. I'll tell you what spurred this conversation. There's a commercial. It's like a guy, he's doing a series of big math calculations. He's like 30 feet up, and a janitor comes in and erases the chalkboard. And they go, he could have been a genius. And I don't know what it is. It's like a Geico commercial or something. And I remember seeing the math equations and saying to Melissa, I go, the math he's doing is so convoluted, you know, it's not even real. And she goes, yeah, like anybody cares. And I go, yeah, but a mathematician, we care. I'm looking at the math going, this is nothing but a bunch of symbols and stuff that have no meaning. And so it made me go, okay, if you had to go out and solve that problem and explain to people what they were doing, could you do it? And I thought, I don't know. So I pulled out my calculus books. I'm never going to use calculus again, more than likely. But I just wanted to do it. The other thing is, I'm doing it in preparation because I know, you know, my kiddos are math geniuses, and my youngest son, you know, he's going to hit that time where he's going to, hey, Dad, you know, you're supposed to be all big and tough in math, man. Come show me some stuff. So I need to review it. Anyway, that's what keeps you, you know, vibrant, is having something to do. So I don't know if that helps. My friend who's listening to the program, the beautiful lady that's 55 years old calling from Salem. But I will tell you this. I talk a lot about my life and the things that I understand life to be about. And I will share my adventures from time to time, and we'll try to do more of that. Let's see, who else? Oh, I learned that my program got cut by an hour in Oregon. Somebody called to tell me that. Anyway, interesting. Here's one. This is about Michelle Obama.
Hey, I listen to your show. I love your show. Three things that I'm calling. My comment is this, and I'm not afraid to take it. You can hear it in my voice. Okay, I'm not white. The reason that I'm calling, I am so disgusted with two things. Michelle Obama comment, okay, about when somebody sees a black person, they see crime. That's in her book. I will never buy that book, okay? I do not like Barack Hussein Obama, not because of his color, because if we do not see, he's black and he's white. His mother is white. I did not like him because of his policy. I came from a communist country. I know what it is to live in a communist country. And I did not want that here in the United States. Yeah, and I did not vote for Obama, but not because of his color, because Cuban people, they all not white. Most of them are black, okay? So that's why I didn't vote for him. But I'm so upset when Michelle always bringing the race car, you know, to sell her book. But my major comment is this. $60 million they get paid for that book. The multimillionaires now. Remember Massachusetts and Futuni. And uncle, whatever his name, Obama have an uncle and an aunt living in Massachusetts. On welfare, and both of them was illegal alien, okay? You tell me these people are making all this money, and Obama always say your brother's keeper, my sister keeper, and stuff like that, and they never got an apartment decent for those two people living on welfare that the taxpayers are paying, or he never buy them a little tiny house for $150,000 or something like that cheap. No, But we, the suckers, were paying for two illegal aliens in Massachusetts, and they were on welfare. And now she got a decency of doing, writing a book and talking her crap? Excuse me? Who in the hell these people think they are? Giving white people gay, because that was not me, okay? They're making the white people have this guilt, you know? I tell you something, I never saw this in my life before. This woman is a disgrace. Her husband is a traitor, and I don't care what nobody says.
Well, she said quite a bit. Thank you for that call. You're my Cuban bombshell, my Cuban, what are we, a Cuban cutie? She's a Cuban cutie, so we'll call her. Listening to Kevin Jackson. So she is a Cuban cutie that came to the United States, lived in a communist country, understands communism quite well, and she says Michelle Obama and Barack Obama are racist, which they are. They're divisive, which they are. Certainly incompetent. I wrote a piece the other day that said, why are we treating Michelle Obama with kid gloves? And let me just give you, in fact, we should probably actually cover it as a subject, and probably will, but I'm going to give you the gist of it. People are afraid to talk bad about Michelle Obama. They make her out to be, she was a great first lady. No, she wasn't. Michelle Obama was a racist first lady. She was wholly unprepared as her husband. And like the caller said, she's a disgrace. She's a disgrace. I mean, to say what she said, and we talked about it earlier in the broadcast, but or maybe it was the other day. But to say what she said about, well, I had to question if Barack was really real because white people really liked him, and that made me question if he was a real, you know, whatever. Really? I mean, I can't even imagine somebody saying that and getting away with it. And the media just, you're right. Unbelievable. But this is where we've come as a country where it's okay, bash white people all you want. And that's what the lady, the Cuban lady's saying. Well, when are you white people going to wake up and go, why do you think you have freedom to bash me? If I were white, that's exactly what I'd be like. Man, look, I don't know about you, but you're just as racist as anybody else. You're not bashing me over
this
my color.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I talked earlier about delusions of the left and the fact that they've learned their lesson. They understand the lesson, but it doesn't sink in the way it does with sane people, with people who understand logic and reasoning. If what happened to them happened to us, we would be questioning our policies. We'd be looking at ways to make people understand better what we're about and so on and so forth. We'd be looking for truth. The Democrats aren't looking for truth. They're looking for angles. They're looking for reasons why things happen. And while they're doing that, they're trying to cheat their way to the win, because that's what Democrats do. And look, when people listen to me say this, they always want to tell me things like, Kevin, you just don't like Democrats, you don't like leftists, you don't like liberals, you don't like progressives. Call them whatever you want. I have no dog in the fight. With, as far as I'm concerned, we're all Americans, and theoretically we're searching for truth and justice. The problem is, we're not. Democrats are not searching for truth and justice. Democrats want what they want. They want it when they want it, and they don't care who has it. They want you to go take it from them. And they won't do it most of the time. They want somebody else to be their gangster. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So Hillary Clinton lost. How many postmortems did they do? Oh, she lost because she wasn't a good candidate. Oh, she lost because Trump cheated, the Russian collusion. No, she lost because white people in America are racist and they don't like this. So she lost because people are misogynistic and didn't want a female president. She lost because, you know, whatever. She didn't campaign well. She got sick. She didn't feel good in the last parts of the campaign. Donald Trump was lying about her. I mean, there's a whole, go back, just Google why Hillary lost and see how many excuses they come up with. But the excuse isn't Hillary's policies suck. Hillary Clinton was so wishy-washy, people didn't know where she stood. People didn't trust Hillary Clinton because they knew her to be a crook. Hillary Clinton lost because her Clinton Foundation was a scam. It might as well have been prosecuted under RICO, racketeering charges, because Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama tried to steal the election, and we finally caught it, and WikiLeaks exposed her. There's a litany of real reasons why she lost. She was a horrible candidate who did not have a message, who's running for a party that is full of racist, sexist, anti-LGBT, misogynist, anti-Muslim, and everything that they accuse us of being. Oh, and by the way, they don't have a moral core. They don't believe in anything bigger than themselves. They are bigger than everything. So that's why she lost. She lost because there was a mandate. People were tired of looking at this country and being told that they are racist, sexist, homophobic, and all the other icks that you can put there. They were sick of it. And they said enough is enough. They gave the black dude 8 years, 4 years more than he deserved, 8 years more than he probably ever should have had, but certainly 4 years more. If I can't have the deficit down by half in this year, I don't deserve another chance. Oh, I didn't do it, but hey, give me another chance. He's colluding with Russians, foreign policy in the tank, economy in the tank, propped up by $8 trillion plus dollars of fake money. And he's taking credit for everything. I staved off this. I staved off that. I saved this industry. I did this. I did that. Then what does he do at the very end? He tells you, Donald Trump can't do any better. What's he going to do? How's he going to save these companies? How's he going to bring manufacturing back? How's he going to bring jobs back? How's he going to do all these different things? In other words, if Trump takes over, it's going to be Armageddon, right? Stock market was supposed to drop. We were supposed to, our trade partners and our so-called partners were all going to go away because they didn't want Trump. We were going to enter into World War III, but with North Korea starting it, China jumping on board, Russia and all this other stuff, and none of it happened. Not a single solitary thing that they predicted happened. You get what I'm saying to you? Nothing. Quite the opposite, in fact. Stock market, record after record after record. Economy, record after record after record. Let me tell you what else is going to happen. Donald Trump is going to get our credit rating back to good. The dollar is much more stable today than it was before. The way people look at investing in America today is like Donald Trump, who said, we are now open for business. The man who's supposed to be a loose cannon has negotiated peace on the Korean Peninsula. He's got Russia stayed back. He's got China in check. He's got our trade barriers breaking down. He's already negotiated trade with Mexico, Canada, South Korea, and Japan. And China is on board. They finally blinked. What else could you ask for? He's telling the world, we're pulling out of wars. We're not here to protect you. He told NATO, you're going to pay your bills, and we're not going to be to support you and to protect you. He told the Saudis, you're going to protect and support yourselves. And he said to the world, we are going to put you on notice that you're going to live to a higher standard, to the standard that we set. He exports excellence. He exports you, conservatism. And don't think the world isn't taking notice. And yet, we have these race pimps, these people in America that will tell you that he's all these negative things, knowing it not to be true. So I want to play a clip from Al Sharpton doing his National Action Network. And I don't know if you know the little catchphrase they have is no justice, no peace. That's the backdrop. So Sharpton's standing behind that. And he's talking about the midterms and the outcome and all these other things. And here it is.
This is the first gathering of activists since the midterm elections. And our determination, and we have other buses coming, our determination is that we want the senators and members of Congress to lay out where they see us going and where we go the next 100 days. Then we do committees. Then we're going to actually visit some of their offices to really find out exactly where we're going. We're going to hear from them here. We're going to question them when we visit the office. We cannot keep telling people in our community to come out and vote, and then we don't know what is the agenda and what is going to be accomplished. Voting rights, health care, particularly pre-existing conditions, criminal justice reform. Where are we on these issues and what are they going to do? The Democrats have now taken a majority in the House. Well, what is going to be the agenda? We cannot go from fighting to get a majority to who's going to be the speaker. That is not our agenda. Our agenda is who's going to get Johnny home that shouldn't be doing 40 years in jail. All this beltway politics does not work on Main Street or Martin Luther King Boulevard. So we want to hear from our senators and our congresspeople on their vision. Then we want to visit them and have dialogue with them. And we want them to know, by having these amount of people from these amount of states here, lets them know we're going to be in your face. We didn't just vote and go home. We didn't go vote and go back and eat turkey. We are ready for action because we are under an administration that has declared war on us. And we want to know whose side everybody's on. Am I right?
I love this clip. I love this clip. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So this is Al Sharpton saying, okay, Democrats, you got the House back. Black folks did it for you. Now we want to find out where we're going. Now, I want you to stop and think about this for just a second. And you should be, this is a segment you need to be telling black folks to listen to. You need to ship this to all your black friends. This particular one, KJRadio.com, on the 15th of November. And let me tell you why. Al Sharpton is saying to black folks, we got you to vote for him, but we have no direction. We didn't even go talk to him beforehand to say, look, if you get our vote this time, what are you going to do for us? Now, I want you to understand, this is a decades-old problem. This is not something that's new for black folks. This isn't something new to politics. Al Sharpton says, this is the first meeting after the midterms, and we got all these people here, and we're going to tell, now y'all tell us what you're going to do for us. We got you in again. Now, how long has Sharpton been doing this? Is this new to him? Black folks, let me tell you something. You leftists, you are a bunch of clowns. If you let a guy have you vote for some people and then say, now we're going to go and find out. That's like trying to negotiate after the fact. And let me tell you what will happen in 2 years. The same thing. Al Sharpton isn't going into Congress to get anything more for black folks than you would get voting Republican. And let me tell you why. Number one, nobody gives a crap about Al Sharpton. Not in the public and not in Congress. Number two, the only thing you're going to get out of this country is what the country gives to everybody. There is no special interest known as blacks. And you want to know who's giving you more than anything you've gotten thus far? Donald J. Trump. He's given you an economy that you can go out and start businesses on your own, that you can go do things for yourselves, take care of yourself, get a job, get a better job, mobility, more money, more opportunity than you got under the black guy. So what more could you ask for?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.